It's time for something spontaneous that I wanted to spring on everybody.
Okay, can I, while Bergman's answering the phones, can I?
By the way, if you've got a problem, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. We will help you solve your problem. We will talk you through it, 877-710-ESPN.
Okay.
Now, what's your problem?
All right, this is it. Like, you know, and I'm being dead honest here, you know that I'm a gigantic Russell Westbrook fan.
Yes.
I just love how hard he plays. I would pay money to watch him play. I just think that and so I pride myself in being an advocate for him because I think a lot of Laker fans are down on him for whatever reason.
Yes.
How do I continue to advocate for Russ, which is my goal? On the air and off.
Without sounding like a fool?
No. When he keeps turning the ball over.
You can't. You got to be truthful.
Well,
sorry,
that
he's careless with the
problem.
Basketball. Yeah, no, it does. It's honesty is the best policy, man.
Well, I'm not dishonest. It's like when he turns it over, I don't lie. I mean, I say Westbrook turns it over.
You mean in 9 turnovers the other night?
10.
10. I missed one of them.
Yeah,
what is the record for turnovers? I mean, that's a lot. That's a ton of turnovers. Normally, you want a team to have like 14, 15 turnovers. He accounted for all the turnovers.
Right. Well, you're not. This segment is not off to a very good start. You've offered me no solutions.
By the way, the record is 14 turnovers from Jason Kidd and John Drew.
Well, see, Jason Kidd's one of the great assist guys of all time.
So he came close to the record.
Right, but, I mean, Babe Ruth had more strikeouts than anybody. It's not like he has the ball, so he's going to turn it over. My question is, how do I continue to be supportive and advocate for Russ when he just keeps turning it over?
Well, I guess the don't interview him because he's really a jerk with the media.
No, not to me. He's not to me. He is to other people, but not necessarily to the team broadcast.
Well, but you don't have to interview him too much.
Well, after games, we do. But...
You're doing it right, John. You have to continue to point it out and say that was a bad turnover.
It's sort of like Sony Michel and Sean.
But still support.
You got to pound the rock.
Yeah,
you just got to keep saying it over and
it
over
is,
again until
like, I'm
it's
sure,
true.
I'm sure JB has this. JB Long has the same issue with Stafford. That you know Stafford can be so great, but he can also make passes that are just inexplicable. That you don't know what to say or what to do. But, you know.
But I think you're trying to defend something that's indefensible.
I'm not. I'm looking for a third rail here. I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah, what do you do? You're kind of stuck.
Well,
I mean, you've married yourself to Russell Westbrook. I was not a big fan of the trade from the beginning.
Well, I have no problem being married to Russ. I like him. But the turnover thing is crazy. You know, it just. I mean, you know exactly what I'm talking about because you live it with Stafford.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
You're a giant Rams fan. You want nothing more than the Rams to go to the Super Bowl, and you watch your quarterback throw the ball, I mean, right to the other team for what are easy pick sixes.
Yeah.
You know, it just...
Yeah, but I don't defend him. I actually said I lost all hope in Matthew Stafford yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
So I didn't defend him. I was just honest. I lost all hope in Matthew Stafford. Lost faith in him. I'm trying to recover from that. I hope it's just a one-day phase. I'm trying to be more optimistic now. Glass half full.
But
here's wait, okay.
How much is Ramona working? I've got ESPN on in the background.
Yeah.
And I just watched her on The Jump for an hour. And now I'm watching her on Around the Horn.
She's on everything. She needs to. She needs to.
She
dial
was
it
good
back.
Today.
It's NBA Today, John. NBA Today.
Yeah,
what did I call it?
It's NBA Today. You called it The Jump. The Jump is
oh yeah, they got rid of the
previous
jump.
Show, right?
Okay.
It's now called NBA Today.
Okay, I got a problem here, guys.
All right, what's
okay,
your
okay? What's your
right?
problem?
Okay, so my mom arrived from Mexico yesterday. Her luggage didn't, though.
Okay.
So we try calling the airline, and
yep.
It's a four-hour wait because they're
sure.
so busy.
Oh,
quote
yeah.
Unquote, so busy. So then every time we call or text them through the app, they tell us to check online, fill out a form, this and this.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me her luggage tags. She wants me to go to the airport and see if they arrived or if they have them sitting there somewhere.
Yeah.
Should I do that or should I continue and just fill out the application on the app?
I think you have to be proactive. I think you have to bite the bullet and head over there.
Okay.
Only because, like, I would say, get your mom a whole bunch of new stuff, and you know, but she's not going to be happy because that's her stuff in her suitcases. And chances are, Jorge, it is just sitting there in one of the luggage.
Yeah, it's probably just sitting there, and they scan that thing, and all of a sudden it pops out. I think you've got to go to the airport.
I think you got to invest a few hours and just head down there.
Okay? Yeah.
Which in a pandemic is a little brutal, but I think that's your only option.
Yeah, they ran out of people to work over there at the airlines. They're canceling all these flights and stuff, so they probably lost the luggage.
And you know the plane arrived because she got here.
Yep.
Yeah, she did arrive, so the luggage is in town.
Yeah, I think you head over there and see if it's there. And if it's not, then you go to a plan B. But you got to go physically go over there because I don't think they'll find it otherwise.
All right, I'll head out after this.
All right.
Okay. What's your problem? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Okay, I got a problem. So I go to the gym yesterday. And I'm masked up and I don't take the mask off for any reason. And there's plexiglass all over the place. It's sort of a weird scene. But I realized that everybody in the gym is wearing, I guess it's called AirPods,
okay.
Right? AirPods?
Yeah, I just got some new ones for Christmas.
So nobody acknowledges anybody.
Right.
I think AirPods are really unhealthy for us because it causes us, when you see somebody with AirPods, you don't even think about talking to them. And so there's no conversation, there's no community, aren't AirPods really bad? What's the etiquette for wearing AirPods?
I feel exactly the opposite of you on this.
Agreed.
I think that they're the greatest because it allows you to kind of stay in your own world. The number, and I'm saying this as somebody who's been in protocol and about to get out.
Yeah.
The number one way you transmit this virus is droplets through your mouth going into the air when you're talking. We want less people talking to each other
But if you've got a mask on, you're allowed to talk to somebody.
No, well, you...
I knew two people in the gym, okay. And I never even acknowledged them because I was wearing my AirPods.
Here's what you do. A friendly wave, and you keep walking.
That's it. No conversation.
No conversation. Not now. Not when this Omicron is this crazy. Mace, I kid you not. I wore a mask... And so did Trudell, everywhere on our last road trip, everywhere.
And we still got it.
Both got COVID, and both of our families got COVID. That's how transmissible this thing is. And matter of fact, Trudell and I broadcast a game. I did three games, guys, with a mask on. Think about that. I'm doing play-by-play of a game through a mask because I was so scared of getting it, and I got it anyway. You don't want conversation in gyms right now. Now, maybe my answer will be different once this thing kind of, if we get herd immunity or we get it solved or, 6 months from now.
I think it's going to be over. I think we're going to get it over
Okay,
with.
So if that's true, I may have a different answer.
But you don't. If somebody's wearing AirPods, you don't even approach them.
If I know them, I'll wave to them.
It's like a force field.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll put if I'm at a restaurant and I'm just grabbing something to eat real quick, I'll put earpods in even if I'm not listening to anything.
Oh, because you just don't want to be bothered.
Right. Well, especially during COVID. I mean, I just don't want to, I have my mask off because I'm eating. Now I just take the food and, either bring it home or get it to my car. But we'll see. By the way, John on line 3 in Woodland Hills says he has a solution for my Westbrook problem. Hey, John, what's your solution for my Westbrook problem?
So... I have a small business here, and I talk to a lot of people.
What's
believe
a
it or
small
not.
Business? Give it a plug.
Vacuum World.
Vacuum World, like it.
Thank you. Believe it or not, I had Elgin Baylor bring me a basketball sign years back. Some cool people, but I had an ex college player who's then an actor. He played for Wooden, and he had one of the most remarkable games of all time. And college sports, blah, blah, blah. He's told me, and it made so much sense because I couldn't understand it either, what John Ireland is saying. What is going on is what we got to find out. And I'm surprised that they haven't. Now, one, he told me that Westbrook is going in the air too much, and then he's doing the ball passing.
Right.
And
so he gets
shooting. And he's off balance. And so You got to stay on the ground, and that's what he was. He was a guard. And so you got to stay on the ground and move the ball. If you start flimming around and your hands all over it, you're going to lose it.
He's been better, John, lately. He had that weird 10-turnover game the other day. But for the most part, his turnovers have been down and his efficiency has been up. If you look at his career,
yeah,
he normally is better at the end of the year than he is at the beginning.
Right.
So I'm hopeful that this is going to kind of self-correct.
Right. Do you agree, though, that he's kind of getting too much the
yes.
ball up?
He plays kind of out of control, I think, is what you're saying.
Well, what John's specific point is, and it's a good one, is, Mace, once you leave your feet, you've trapped yourself.
Chances of losing the ball are greater.
Right, because you either have to shoot it or pass it. Because
right.
if you come down with the ball, it's a double dribble, and that's a turnover.
Right.
So if you stay more grounded. But what was interesting about that stat Mason just read, if you think about it, John, that Jason Kidd's tied for the all-time record for turnovers in a game with 14.
Yeah, I heard that.
Kidd was one of the best stay-on-the-ground players of all time.
Oh, I mean, true. That's true.
And so it just
The gentleman that told me it was Michael Warren.
Michael Warren, sure, from Mike, Hill Street Blues.
He listens to the show, John.
He's so great.
Yeah,
I love
fact,
him, but as a person.
His son, Cash, is a guy I know and is a great guy. And I just saw Cash about a month ago. And Mike, by the way, John Wooden once said about Mike Warren that was his favorite player.
Really? Oh, God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, John said, I don't like to play favorites, but that was a guy who was very coachable.
I'm going to tell him that.
Yeah, so it was great. Hey, John, thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you guys for answering. Appreciate it. Have a great
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Go to Ray in Northridge. Ray, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Hey, this is – hello?
Hi,
hello?
Ray. You're on the air.
This is Nurse Ray. I've called in a couple times in the past to talk about COVID and whatnot. This
hey,
time
Nurse
I'm talking
Ray.
About the earbuds problem.
Yeah, what do you got?
Now, I'm also a personal trainer, and my girlfriend and I go to the gym, and I instruct her on her form technique and all these different things, but she likes to wear earbuds while I attempt to do this.
While you're training her and telling her how to do it?
Correct. So, of course, I get upset, and I'm like, sweetheart, I cannot do this because, you know, as we're training together, usually I would make suggestions while I'm working out as well.
Right,
and we're
right.
supersetting, trading off exercises, and it just completely slows the whole thing down. And her thing is, I like to be in my own world. Yes, but that's not why we go to the gym together.
Right. So
right.
if you're working out with someone else, I can see that. But maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like the trainer and you're giving her instructions and she can't hear you, that seems ridiculous. I think
yeah,
you've got to.
That seems counterproductive.
I think you've got to have a really. You got to sit her down and have a really serious talk about this. Say,
yeah,
you know, honey, we really need to talk about this.
We have. I mean, and, you know, this is one of those things. I mean, I even bought her earbuds for Christmas because she wanted to use them during the cardio portion, which is totally understandable.
Yeah, that's
no
totally fine.
Necessary.
Yeah.
Right. So that being said, you know, it's just one of those things where there, I think there is an application for this. I do agree with John that at this point it's pretty much waving high.
Right.
You know, now from the nursing aspect of this, this Omicron variant, although it's so much more transmissible than almost anything we've seen aside from measles, it does seem like this seems like it might be the beginning of the end because the numbers as far as hospitalization are concerned
yeah.
and as far as it inhabiting the lower lobes of the lungs where we run into all the problems just aren't nearly as much as the Delta or the earlier variants. So it hopefully we're reaching the end. Again, though, everybody out there, don't underestimate this. Get your vaccines because we are seeing that almost everybody who's getting hospitalized is unvaccinated.
Yeah, that's a
okay.
good tip, man. Thanks for
Nurse
calling.
Nurse Ray, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Yeah, the earbud thing does put you in a completely different world. Like in cardio, I totally get it. You want to be in a different world while you're burning
sure.
on cardio. But if you're actually in a training session, I don't know how you train somebody if they're wearing earbuds.
Hey, Jorge, Mike just tweeted me. I work at Delta. It's a zoo right now. But you guys are right. Jorge has to get the luggage himself. Be patient and persistent in retrieving his mom's luggage. So there's a tip from somebody that
cool.
works there. You
got
to go down there and check it out.
Yep. Thanks, Mike.
All right. There you have it. There's What's Your Problem? That's all right, right?
I think it's a once a week bit. Don't you,
You think once a week?
Yeah, once a week. Yes.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, once a week would be fun.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll do that once a week.
All right. By the way, John, I pinned my tweet for the pistachio just for you.
Oh, good.
Why, Greg, I wouldn't know because I no longer follow you. Exactly.
All right, so MLB did something yesterday that...
Very weird. Oh, good. Are we going to get into this?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Because I think it's a difficult one. Ken Rosenthal from MLB was... They let him go yesterday.
Right.
He'd been at
MLB. We
got to
break first, right?
Yeah, we'll break first, and then we'll get into this coming up next. Mesa in Ireland, 7:10 a.m.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
ESPN. Like I should. All right, that song might get me unstuck from the Jonas Brothers song.
We have an update on Jorge's mom's luggage. Jorge, what
do
you got?
Yeah, my mom just texted me. She says, hey, Delta came through. They found my luggage, and they're going to deliver it to the house.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're going to take it all the way to the house.
Wow.
Save me a trip.
Mace, I'm going to chalk that up to your bit. What's your problem? Put that into put that karma out into the universe,
yeah.
And there it is.
What's your problem? It worked.
Thank you, Mace.
It worked. Nice.
All right, guys. Thanks. Well, that's the update. Thank you.
All right. Good.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's good news. That's good news. So Ken Rosenthal and MLB cut ties yesterday because apparently Ken Rosenthal said something critical of Commissioner Rob Manfred.
Right. So this is a hard one because let's face it. We always say on this show, the hardest part of any job is doing what your boss wants. And while he's working for MLB, Rob Manfred is his boss.
Sure.
So he clearly bit the hand that feeds him here. But I went back and read the stuff that he supposedly
Did he actually say?
He just basically accused Manfred of, you know, Manfred has a history of mishandling things. And he brought it up when he was making a bunch of points. And it was critical, but not, I don't think it was fireable. That's why I think this was, I just think of a little bit of an overreaction.
Overreaction, because Ken Rosenthal's been there a long time. He's a good baseball reporter. Yeah.
Yeah, here's the worst thing he wrote. As if the perception that Manfred is beholden to the owners and out of touch with players was not bad enough, he was trending on Twitter on Monday after performing a massive flip-flop. So he pointed out that Manfred had made a mistake. And I think if we were interviewing, if we had somebody from MLB on the show right now, what they would say is, look, Ken Rosenthal's a great reporter.
We pay him.
Right. Why, you know, Ken's going to continue to work for Fox. He's going to continue to work for The Athletic. He's going to continue to have a platform. But we have our own platform. And why would we use our own platform to criticize ourselves?
Right.
And I think that's the way the world is moving. I know the only time I've gotten in trouble with the Lakers before for stuff that you've said. Because the show
is... Which is just weird.
Yeah, the show is Mason in Ireland. And that's why.
The Mason part is more critical than the Ireland part.
So if you're critical of them, they say that doesn't. And so I've got to be careful. I got to watch it. And I think Ken Rosenthal's a really good reporter. It's not as if he's not going to have a gig now. I think the two higher paying jobs that he had at Fox and
The Athletic. Yeah.
Are going to continue. But the reaction, the for lack of a better term, the online reaction has been that this is not a good look for MLB.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really petty.
Right, that's a good word.
It's really petty. It's like, you know, here's a guy who's promoting the game and doing it on an everyday basis through MLB, loves the game, absolutely loves the game, promotes the game on a regular basis. And he offers one critique of Rob Manfred, and boom, he's gone.
Right. The other side of that is...
It's petty on the part of Manfred.
Right.
Who I think is a terrible commissioner.
Okay, the other side of that is, let's say those two things are true. That this is petty and he's terrible. Would you want those things to be pointed out on your own platform? In other words, if SteveMason.com ever became a really big site.
Oh, it's huge right now.
And you hired writers.
Yes.
You and I have always kind of subscribed to just get our name spelled right. We don't mind if you take on any of our positions. You know, we'll be happy to discuss whatever you want. But if one of your writers was consistently pointing out your mistakes and saying, you know, Mason did this, Mason did that, he did a massive flip-flop, he's not popular with listeners, you'd probably blow the guy out, if we're being honest.
Right, but it sounds like what Rosenthal did was sort of a critique as opposed to Rob Manfred is the worst guy in the world, he's terrible, he's that. He just pointed out an area where he disagreed with Rob Manfred, and I think it's okay for an employee to disagree with his boss.
It is, but you know, another example of this would be you and I are very sensitive about ever ripping ESPN because we work at an ESPN station.
And they've been great to me.
ESPN makes mistakes all the time that other stations will talk a lot more about than we will. Now, if it's a huge story and it's everybody's talking about it, we'll bring it up. But I guess that's a fair point. Right?
You know, yeah, I guess that's a fair point.
We don't go out of our way to say, and by the way, there have been a lot of people fired from ESPN that we're close with that we really like, or people that have left ESPN that we really like. You know, people like Beadle. We love Beadle.
Yeah.
You know, we wish she still worked here. But we probably can't do an hour on everything that went wrong there, you know?
Yeah, I guess this is a totally fair point. It is biting the hand that feeds you.
Yeah, I'm glad Ken still has his other two gigs because I think he's a really good baseball reporter. And I subscribe to The Athletic. I would encourage all of you to. Matter of fact, if you're a Laker fan, their Laker coverage is fantastic.
Yeah, it is really good.
You gotta sign up for The Athletic. But Ken can be honest there.
Sure, he can say anything he wants there.
If he's going to rip Rob Manfred, probably shouldn't do it on the MLB site. That's just kind of the world we live in.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
It's not a great look for MLB to blow him out. You're right.
You're in the same spot. I'm in the same spot. Right. I mean, I'm that way with ESPN, and you're that way with the Lakers and ESPN.
Sure. And the word petty is not a bad choice of words by you. I mean, I think it does come off petty a little bit, but it kind of – it's – the way it is, right?
Now, we're critical of management at the station all the time.
To a point.
Bergman is the assistant program director. We do
that's
nothing
different.
To criticize him.
Yeah, that's different.
To a point. But we're friends with Bergman, so we can rip. I mean, Bergman, you need to worry about if we don't rip you.
No, trust me, I know that.
If but we stop goofing on you, you're done.
Yeah, if we stop talking about you, then you should start worrying. If I don't go on a rant when you tweet something idiotic, then you should worry.
I just pin it, and that's how that works out. But isn't this different?
Greg, how do you feel? How do you feel about this? Are you surprised they blew him out?
I am a little bit, but at the same time, you were talking about how he can say whatever he wants on The Athletic, but why can he say whatever he wants? If he can't say it on MLB Network, why can he say it on The Athletic? If you said something on – if you said something about
you know
the,
what? That's true. If I went on another show or Mason went on – You went on your podcast.
SteveMason.com.
Mason has a podcast, has a Culture Pop podcast where he does entertainment stuff.
And he shredded
Mason,
I've
been a guest on that podcast a bunch of times. If you and I did half an hour on everything that was wrong with 710, there'd be repercussions.
Oh, yeah, there would be. All right, well, I get it. I guess I get it. Ken Rosenthal's a great guy. I'm glad he's still got Athletic and – Fox
yeah, and you'll still see him watching. If you watch baseball on Fox, he'll still be a major part of their coverage.
I think that was a gentle critique. I don't think that was outright
right.
Well, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with ESPN 710. It is a perfect station.
It is perfect operation.
But I will say this.
We have great bosses.
The MLB Network issued, you know, because this story's being covered, they issued this statement. They say, as MLB Network continues to look at fresh ways to bring baseball to our viewers, there's a natural turnover in our talent roster that takes place each year. I just disagree with who they're turning over.
Well, like, tell the truth.
I never would have gotten rid of Chris Rose. Ever.
Yeah, I don't get that one either.
He was one of the reasons why I watched MLB Network. I don't know if I've watched it since he left. Now, we know Chris, and he listens to the show, and he lives in L.A., and we like
cool
him.
Cool guy.
But I just thought on the air, intentional talk, you know, with
was a fun and, take on
him
baseball.
Him and Millar was like appointment TV. So MLB can, as they say, turn over their talent roster, but, you know, that doesn't mean they're always making the right decisions.
All right, coming. It's time, people. As you know, I finished last in my fantasy football league.
Yes,
you did. I've clinched last. And the bet was if I finished last, I would have to shave one eyebrow off.
Mm-hmm.
And we're negotiating.
You said yesterday you would do anything.
Yes.
Not to have to shave your eyebrow. So I issued you an offer. I said, anything? You said you would. You actually said this sentence. I would pay you guys money not to have to shave my eyebrow. So I said, okay, the price is 30 grand.
Yes.
10 grand each. And this is not mythical money. This is real money.
Real money. Cash money.
If you give us 10 grand each, we'll let you out of the bet.
And
you have prepared a counter.
Yes.
Correct?
I have.
Okay. We'll see what you come back with
next. We'll do that coming up next, and then we got Jump Ball. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, so your offer yesterday was $10,000 each.
Right.
So I think that is more than I am willing to spend to save this eyebrow.
Okay.
So here is my counter offer. I will right now send all three of you $1,000. I will make a $5,000 donation in John's name to Autism Speaks, which is his favorite charity. And I will eat a bowl of dog food.
Okay. So, $5,000 donation to charity.
Take the cash.
$1,000 each to us, so that's $8,000, and you'll eat a bowl of dog food. My personal business advisor, Michael Thompson, has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, should I consider this offer? Should Greg, Jorge, and I consider this offer?
Heck yeah, $1,000 cash? Heck yeah, Jorge is already thinking about what he's going to buy the little anti-Laura kid.
And I will do it. I will send that money right now on Apple Pay.
Wow. That's a great deal.
And I will make that donation in John's name to Autism Speaks right now.
All right.
And I will eat a bowl of dog food on social media live.
Oh. Okay. So, Greg and Jorge, am I authorized to present Mason the our counter that I texted you guys yesterday?
Yes, you are authorized, in my mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to, like, right away jump at Mason's curl. Okay, Mace, here's our
I think the dog food bit is pretty good.
Yeah. It's a unique offer. Here is our counter. Here's our new offer.
Okay.
$40,000.
Oh, come on!
$13,333 each.
Each.
That's insane.
Keeps your eyebrow. Okay. Well, see, you had 10 grand each on the table. And now it's gone up.
Bergman, Jorge, you're really going to turn down $1,000 that I would send right now at this moment?
It's tough, and I really like the idea of you eating dog food.
The dog food bit is great. I like that because it's embarrassing, it's horrible, it terrifies me, but it's
point
not
of clarification.
Stick around for 6 months.
Point of clarification. Wet dog food, like in a can?
Wet
right,
dog
that's a good
food.
Question.
Okay.
What and how much food? Of it? How much
a can.
Are you eating?
A one can.
A can of
one
dog food.
One full can.
That's sick. Full can
why,
of dog food.
Why would you do that to yourself, Mace?
Because he wants to save his eyebrow.
Shaving my
but
eyebrow.
Your eyebrow's going to grow back.
It's going to take time. I'm going to be – we have new bosses. I'm going to be embarrassed. I'm going to be on like a Zoom call with the bosses tomorrow without an eyebrow. It's ridiculous.
Could,
and I'm going to be meeting new bosses.
You can draw it on.
That would be amazing.
You can draw it on with some gray and some gray paint.
I'm telling you, I think my counter is pretty damn good.
So you had a full day to think about it. John, what do you think? Should we have a full day to think about this and
sure.
discuss?
Yeah, I already know what I it's not enough for me. I'd rather
not enough
see
for
the
you.
I'd rather see the eyebrow come off than anything in me. But I'm only one vote. You two guys get a vote.
Jorge, where are you on this? You want to hold off for a day?
Yeah,
let's
take our time.
Why don't you go for 2,000 cash?
Well, that's what we have to come back with a counter.
Dog we ask for 10 grand
each. I don't know anybody who's eaten dog food.
No, Mason wasn't going to do 10 grand each. You guys are being unreasonable.
Oh, that's
but wait a minute.
It's
Michael,
an eyebrow.
Michael, he doesn't want to. I know him. Mm-hmm. He does not want to shave this eyebrow, and he's got a lot of money.
That's true.
So there is a ground here where everybody's going to meet. It's going to get to a price where it's going to be really hard for me.
John,
to say
what
no.
about
let me be
what
the
about
arbitrator?
$5,000 donation in your name to
well,
Autism Speaks.
I was going to take half of the money you gave me and give it to charity anyway.
Well, let me be the arbitrator, Mace. What about five each and no dog food?
$5,000.
Then we
each.
Get no bit.
But nope, you get to. They get Lauren gets to take a picture of you handing out the cash to each of the guys.
But don't you think the bit, the eating the dog food, is a great bit?
I think you're going to stuff.
I mean, I'm suggesting a totally awful, disgusting thing.
I think you're going to mix the dog food and put some meatballs in there instead.
Nope.
No, what we can.
And try to pretend it's Alpo you're eating.
And I will do it live.
Do it live.
Wow. I can't. All right. No, you don't want to
so
do that
that's,
to yourself.
So that's where we stand. Go at 2:30 tomorrow, we can. Either side can either amend or that's the offer on the table. And on, by the way, Friday, if we've reached no resolution, the eyebrow comes off next Monday.
Who's going to be?
I
like it.
I've made such a strong counter.
Wow. And by the way, Mason, you have your bosses have not changed and will not be changing.
Well, kind of.
We don't care about your eyebrow. We actually want you to have your eyebrow gone.
Hmm. Kind of.
No,
our boss
absolutely not.
Besides, you don't have to turn on the camera.
Not in the slightest.
I don't have to see you.
I don't know. I got to be in a meeting tomorrow, so I don't know.
Yeah, that is not. Everything is still normal. Programming is the
you
same.
Know what,
as
you know what bosses
been.
Say who are about to be pushed out? Nothing has changed.
No, nobody's getting pushed out. Nobody's getting pushed out. It's all going to work out great. All right. Coming up next for you is Jump Ball. I think I made a really strong offer. Coming up next is Jump Ball. Bergman's going to throw some stuff at us. Michael Thompson's hanging out. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thank you very much, Chris. Mason, what did you want to do with this open, by the way? Because I see no problem with it whatsoever.
Okay, so to me, it needs to be more dramatic and serious. What do you think, John?
I agree.
dramatic. Like, it's going to go over the top. You know that, right?
That's what we want.
Okay. We want it to be over the top.
Yeah, that's good drama. Music, too.
There is drama associated with Jump Ball because you never know what's going to come up. That's what I'm hoping for out of the intro.
I mean, you kind of know what's coming up. Like this, T.J. Watt had 4 sacks last night in the Steelers' win over the Browns. He now has 21.5 sacks on the season through Week 17. The record is 22.5 held by Michael Strahan when Brett Favre just kind of gave him the sack to give him the record. Let's say Watt gets 2 sacks next week versus Baltimore in Week 18 and breaks the record. How do you feel about records being broken a week later in Week 18?
Well, Cooper Kupp has been talking about this.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp is on this side. He says it doesn't count if you add the extra game in order to catch all the records in receiving. You know, we've been
So that means that Barry Bonds' record doesn't count, or Mark McGwire, because they played 8 more games than Babe Ruth?
Right. Well, remember, Michael, when Roger Maris hit 61, they made him put an asterisk on it.
Right, so they shouldn't count? You guys
well, what Cooper Kupp says is if he breaks Calvin Johnson's record, it should have an asterisk on it.
So should Eric Dickerson's record have an asterisk since Jim Brown only played in 12 games?
Maybe.
Yeah, see, we've been in this situation a whole bunch of times. Yeah. There is no asterisk
right
on those records.
It shouldn't be.
Well, Michael, you have no issue that Cooper Kupp has 17 games to do what Calvin Johnson did in 16?
Well, did you have an issue when Jerry Rice played 16 games as opposed to some other guys who played 14? See? So you could say this. You could go on and on about this.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to be an asterisk guy. I mean, I think those records should stand.
Yeah.
Because that's just the era they happen to be playing in.
Right. And you can still recognize what Jim Brown did in 12 games and the old-timers did in 154 games. You can still recognize that.
What do you think, Ireland?
I kind of agree with Cooper Kupp. I think that you have a whole nother game.
And Jerry Rice's records don't count then, according to your theory.
Well, here's the thing. I guess you could, with baseball, you could go back and redo everything. So maybe you guys are right. Maybe, yeah. I mean, the more I think about it, though, but I mean, like, Michael, you've always made a good point that would apply here, that any baseball record set back in like the 20s and 30s shouldn't count because there were no minorities.
Right. No Asians, no Latinos, no blacks. So why should those count?
But, Michael, you're right. Jerry Rice got more games to set those records.
Right. And Randy Moss.
Do we hold it against Jerry Rice?
And Tom Brady and all these other quarterbacks, Ireland.
So you just say, like, if they go to 18 games next year, a record's a record?
Right, but you can still recognize what guys did in 12 games or 14 games. You can still go back and reference those kind of records, the pace that they were on.
But I see what you're saying. The minute you start asterisking stuff, you could asterisk everything.
Yeah, every record.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this. It's a legitimate record 100% if Cooper Kupp wins the Triple Crown.
Right,
if
because nobody's only
–
he'd only become the fourth
– yards and touchdowns.
He'd only become the fourth guy ever to do it.
Who are the other three?
Calvin Johnson, Steve Smith, and Rice.
You're talking about catches, yards, and touchdowns?
Right.
Catches, yards, and touchdowns.
Yeah, that's pretty special.
That still counts, winning the Triple Crown.
Michael, do you think
– an extra game.
You and I used to argue about Christian McCaffrey a lot that people didn't respect him because he was a white running back.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's part of Cooper Kupp's act, too, is that
100%.
The other team concentrates more on Odell Beckham and because Cooper's a white guy, that they don't guard him as much?
No, I think we've had a bunch of good white receivers throughout NFL history. Even during this new era, have good white receivers. But the white running back has sort of disappeared from the NFL, just like the white cornerback. We don't see white cornerbacks anymore. And I think those guys are stereotyped because when Christian McCaffrey is at Stanford, Mace, I used to talk about him with a very prominent NFL star that we all know and love, and this person...
Heike!
Huh?
Heike, Sean.
No, I'm not calling no names.
Okay.
And this person didn't think what he was doing at Stanford would translate to the NFL because... I was like, come on, you can't say that. But that's the stereotype that a lot of white running backs have now.
Well, and here's the thing. If you ask... Who is the best wide – answer this question. Who is the best wide receiver in the NFL?
Right now, today?
Yeah.
I would probably say Devontae Adams.
What about,
right.
What
about, and
wait
why?
A minute. What about Ja'Marr Chase?
Yeah, Jamar Chase
coming.
Is really good too.
He's coming.
How can
DeAndre
you
Hopkins?
Somebody other than Cooper Kupp?
He's got all the numbers, right, Mace?
Yeah, Mace, the argument I would make is Devontae stretches the field where Cooper doesn't. Cooper doesn't go deep. I would rather have Devontae Adams than Cooper Kupp. But I don't.
Again, I think that's a stereotype that the white guys are possession receivers.
Yeah, that is.
Cooper Kupp does go deep.
Yeah. I've seen him catch a lot of 40, 50 yarders.
I mean, he had a 40-yard touchdown catch on Sunday.
Right, but he caught it in the middle of the field and ran it in. I mean, I'm just saying, you're not going to send Cooper Kupp deep over the middle and throw a bomb to him.
Sure you can. Why not?
I think you
absolutely just never do.
Can.
They don't?
No. They always throw that pass to Beckham, or before that they threw it to Sean Jackson or Robert
Woods. Doesn't he run a 4.5? That's pretty fast enough.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm amazed at that Cooper Kupp can win the Triple Crown this year, receiving, touchdowns, and yardage, and still not be considered the best wide receiver.
Yeah, it is a form of reverse racism, I think. Mm-hmm. You
it
know,
is.
That people think of him. Oh, he's a white guy, so yeah, maybe.
Why don't we
maybe.
See white cornerbacks? There's a whole bunch of them playing in high school. They can't translate to college.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah.
Bergman, what do you got?
The correct answer is Hunter Renfrow, by the way. But anyway, Keanu Reeves may be making a starring role in a TV series soon. Martin Scorsese is directing a show on Hulu called The Devil in the White City, which follows the true story of Daniel H. Burnham, the architect of Chicago's World Fair in 1893, and Henry H. Holmes, a doctor who was widely considered as the first modern serial killer who created his murder castle on the fairgrounds. And Keanu is in talks to star in it. Are you in on a Reeves Scorsese combo?
Why wouldn't I be?
Oh, hell yes. I mean,
Reeves is not
Scorsese.
Reeves doesn't do a lot of these types of
though. I'll tell you, Keanu Reeves is very, very underrated. If there was no Keanu Reeves, there would be no Matrix. If
no
there
John
was no
Wick.
Keanu Reeves, there would be no John Wick. I mean, these are
not a lot
just
of dialogue.
Because he does commercial movies doesn't mean he can't act.
John Wick, I hated John Wick.
Oh, John Wick's awesome.
Michael,
man.
Why'd you hate it?
I mean, Mace. There are a million bullets flying around John Wick, and he doesn't get hit with one. Come on. Come
Michael,
on, man.
Premise.
At least make it a little realistic.
What movie do you not buy the premise in? John Wick is a superhero, a great martial arts guy.
You can't have seven guys shooting at him, and he never gets hit with a bullet. Come
what
on.
What about Scarface? The same damn thing.
He got
all
killed.
These guys.
Scarface got killed. He got hit.
At the end.
Yeah. Well, come on, John Wick is like too many guns are going on around him, and he escapes.
What are you talking about? Dirty Harry got shot at in every movie.
No,
he never got killed.
Yeah, but what, one guy? It wasn't like 12 guys shooting at him.
Keanu Reeves is not known for his dialogue skills, by the way. In most of his movies, it's very short one-liners. So, in on this?
Yeah, I feel about Keanu Reeves? I say Keanu Reeves plus Martin Scorsese equals I'm going to be there on opening day.
I'm in. I would. I don't know why you wouldn't be in on that. By the way, I'd pretty much go to any Scorsese movie, no matter who's in it.
Oh yeah, of course.
It's a TV Scorsese. Show. It is not a movie. It is a TV show.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, good. I mean, Boardwalk Empire was fantastic.
All right, Jorge, what you got?
Okay, so we talked about spoilers and having a period about tweeting about it or texting about it.
How long you can wait before
right.
you spoil something?
So how long can you go? Saying Happy New Year. Like,
what's
the cutoff date?
Well, I sent a text to Michael today about this.
Yep, and Larry David's right. Tell him what the text, what the
I'm
going to
see if I can. I'm going to see if I can play it. I think he says. Let me see if I.
He
can
said
play
after
it.
3 days it should be done.
Yeah.
So no more Happy New Year after January 3rd.
Ago, right?
Yeah, that's too long. Statute of limitations is kind of run out on the new year. 3 days. Plenty.
3 days.
By the way, everything doesn't have to be happy.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Frankly, for the Happy New Year's, you know?
Why? Just happened a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, okay, so Larry says 3 days. What do you think?
I think a week is okay. Like, I think this first week of the year, January 3rd through Saturday, is probably okay.
I haven't said it to anybody today.
I called Sue Kalinske today. Happy New Year's. I haven't talked to her since the New Year's.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think a week is okay.
Mason, you know what happened exactly 16 years ago today, don't you?
January 3rd?
January 3rd.
4th.
4th.
4th, yeah, right. Fourth. No, I don't know.
Oh, come on. Michael, you know.
16 years ago, Jet.
Mason, it may have been the greatest sporting event you and I ever attended together in person.
Oh, you're talking about the Rose Bowl? At the
Vince Young's Rose Bowl was 16 years ago today.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable game.
Yeah.
From beginning to end, an unbelievable game. Incredible performance, actually, by both teams.
What did he throw? Yeah. He had 200 yards rushing. How many yards passing?
I think 200 that of that, too.
Wow.
And but they just couldn't stop him.
Yeah.
And I still
can't. It was just a perfect sporting event. It is. I know my team lost, but as I think back on it, it is one of the great sporting events I've ever
attended. There for that game on another radio show with Hartman and Vic, and I left at kickoff.
What?
Wait a minute. You left that game?
Yeah, I was. We did the show, a pregame show from there, and when we signed off before the kickoff, I said, I'm going home to watch it.
You missed a great game.
Yeah, by the way, the media seats, Michael, were insanely good. We were like on the 40-yard line, 25 rows up.
That is one of the great John and I actually sat together and BS'd through that game.
Yeah, I didn't want to deal with the traffic, so I left.
The traffic at the Rose Bowl is just
I can't believe Reggie Bush lateraled the ball to a guy who hadn't played all year.
Well, the guy was open. Guy should have caught
it. Yeah, he dropped. He was so shocked he lateraled on the ball, he dropped it.
Bottom line, Happy New Year's, everybody, for Saturday.
Everything doesn't need to be happy.
All right, so the Wolf has decided they are going to have a new name as of February 2nd, 2022. 2-2-22. Are you like me and will genuinely be annoyed if they change away from Wolf? The Washington football
from
team
the
Washington is the name
team.
They should always be from now on. It's great.
Let me take it a step further. Am I connecting dots that aren't there? They said they're going to announce it, Greg, on February 2nd, right? Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
So does that mean the word hogs, because the Redskins were known as the hogs, does that mean the word hogs
that's
is
a
in
terrible
the name?
Yeah, that's
a
terrible. That's what they go with.
Yeah, that's
well,
terrible.
If they go with Red Hogs or, you know.
The Washington Hogs? Who
the Washington Red Hogs.
I bet you, I'm going to predict it'll be the Wolves. Washington Wolves.
No, they can't. The one thing they said today, Michael, is they can't clear that name.
Oh, okay.
So it won't be anything. It won't be Red Wolves or Wolves because Minnesota owns all the rights to
see, I love
Wolves.
Washington football team. I just think that's
but would you make an announcement?
Stands out.
Okay, Mace, I'm with you. I think it's good, but would you come out today and say we're going to announce the new name of the team and then not change it? You know what I'm saying?
They should.
What?
Why wouldn't you come out
and
say
we're not changing it? We're keeping it. Why do a big production? They're going to come out on February 2nd and say, and the new name is Washington Football Team. It's kind of anticlimactic, isn't it?
Yeah. So they don't make you think about them falling out of the stadium, the stands falling over?
Well, and every move they make is to get you to think about something other than Dan Snyder.
Because it's kind of like a like LAFC, right? LA Football Club. It's like that. It feels different and unique. I will
it's
be
like
disappointed
a European soccer
if they change.
They don't have any nicknames. They're boring. You know, like Manchester City. What Manchester United? What? Come on, get a nickname.
You don't need a nickname.
You don't need a nickname.
No. There's history behind those names.
Yeah, but I don't think you would announce. You would say we're going to announce it on February 2nd, and then announce nothing. You're going to make an announcement that isn't an announcement.
So should Pittsburgh change their name to the Pittsburgh Baseball Club since
they
glorify
rape and
murder? No, I'm not
for changing anybody else's name. I'm for being different. If you want to stand out from the crowd, don't have a nickname. I think it actually makes it really cool.
Woofed.
The Woofed.
Would you be okay with the Los Angeles baseball team? Take away
no,
the Dodgers?
No, I'm not for changing nicknames of existing teams, Michael. They do have history. But Washington is going to invent something that has no history whatsoever.
What about
the
Washington?
By the way, isn't it interesting, you guys, that so the Washington football team was the Redskins, and they changed the name. But the Chiefs and the Braves and the Blackhawks are all doing nothing?
Well, Chiefs could be anybody, right? Like a chief.
But they do the tomahawk chop there. They do it in Atlanta.
The tomahawk chop. I think I wish they'd quit doing that.
Yeah, it's just very weird that Washington's changing, but the other Indian named teams, the Indians are changing. The Cleveland
Indians
are changing.
Yeah, they're the Guardians now.
Oh, hey, but, Michael. Okay.
But the Kansas City football team is named after Indians. The Atlanta baseball team is named after Indians.
There are protests, by the way, on both of those.
The Chicago hockey team is named after Indians. And yet, we're not changing those. It's weird.
Should they change the Fighting Irish?
I'm Irish, and I don't care. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah. So a lot of Native Americans say they don't care about Braves or Chiefs or
But still a lot do.
Yeah, so it's interesting that some people change and some people don't.
By the way, Blackhawks, I think, is different because it's a tribe, don't you think?
How's Blackhawks different than Indians?
Because it's honoring a tribe?
Should the rugby team,
as opposed to a race?
Should the rugby team in New Zealand change the name Tall Blacks?
No, right now their name is All Blacks.
All Blacks.
Yeah.
Should they change that?
Their nickname is All Blacks?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been that way. I think it's been that way forever.
It's all black. There's no S at the end. It's just the all black.
I think it's because it's colored in their uniform.
Yeah, their uniforms are head to toe black.
What? No, I think that's okay. If that's the gag, if the uniforms are black, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's very weird what's in a name.
That's right.
What is in a name?
Do you know why they call the Lakers the Lakers, Mace?
Yes, because they come from the land of a thousand lakes, and there's something to do with ships.
Okay, there you go, Mace. You got it right.
I saved it at the end. I thought lakes, and then I knew it was ships.
Yep.
All right. Kono next week.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
You three guys are idiots.
Okay. Hold that thought. Why are we idiots, according to Michael Thompson?
Idiots.
Next.
Capital
Mason
I-D-E.
Ireland, 710 ESPN.